Sunday departures to my husband Jim. It's Sunday, your day of departure. I wake in a panic. We breakfast listening to the radio, silently reading newspapers. I glance at you and that dreaded feeling slinks in, my heart sinking to my stomach. Time after time we say goodbye. The longer you stay, the harder the parting. I will never get used to it. I wish there was an easier way. Tickets, passports, the usual checks. I smile, masking tears. My whole being shrinks, my heart aching, as we drive to the air coach. I break the silence, apologizing. I don't feel so well, because I know it's hard for you too. With a kiss and a hug, you hold me tight. Fraught with emotions, I tremble, shuddering you away, saying we might Skype later. Head bowed, you enter the bus. I turn, sobbing my way to the car, waving through a veil of tears. I bite my lip, breathe a heavy sigh, wipe my eyes with my hands. My body heaves all the way home. I stand in the hallway in deafening silence. The house feels immense. No husband, no children. I wonder, where have you all gone? And why am I still here, alone? I feel an overwhelming tiredness as I drag myself upstairs. Lying on the bed, I receive a text from you saying, I feel the same way. I will be home again soon. Love you. And I cry. I shed heartbroken tears, missing you, missing us, of days and weeks alone, wondering how many more years. I'm wishing my life away to be with you, and even then, the cycle kickstarts anew.